You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Danny Wexelman with Jane Lee, our athletics reporter for MLB.com. Jane, before we talk any baseball, we have to talk Thanksgiving. Of course, I know you're a huge foodie, so I need to know what you ate, what was the best part, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. I did eat a lot. I had two meals the day of Thanksgiving, like two
yes.
full meals. So I went over to some family members' house and ate a bunch there. But while I was there, my dad stays home and makes like his own huge meal for our family as well. So ate one meal, came home, let it digest a little bit, and then like ate another whole Thanksgiving meal. And that's always my favorite because makes this big ham and really good potatoes and all the fixings and everything. So nothing abnormal, everything, I feel like all the typical stuff.
Yeah.
But I do eat a lot. As everyone should on that day.
You're supposed to. That sounds amazing. I fear that I actually didn't eat enough. So
what happened?
I'm going to have to make up for it, yeah, in the next couple of holidays for sure. I saved some extra room, I guess.
I went for it. I did the
cookie pot
with my mom and my sister in the morning. So I was like, you know what? Just going for it.
I love it. And that's a great idea. More people should do that. Jane, the last time we talked, a lot of things have happened. So we're going to rewind about 10 or so days ago and catch up. The Athletics are making moves. They're in the game right now. And I wanted to break down a few names and kind of just give people a perspective of what exactly the Rule 5 draft is. So two names, Heath Fehlmeyer and Lou Trevino, the A's added them to their 40-man to protect them from the Rule 5 draft. Why do A's fans need to care about something like this?
Well, so basically, without getting too complicated, when the Rule 5 draft happens, every winner, players that are eligible for the Rule 5 draft can basically be selected by any other team. And if they are selected, an A's player, an A's minor league player was selected, the A's would lose him to another team. And that other team has to keep that player on their active roster for the entirety of the season or else has to give them back to the A's. So, last week when rosters had to be set, it's an important day just because you do have to decide, which players do you want to protect and keep on your 40-man roster to prevent from maybe losing them in that Rule 5 draft. And a lot of guys are taken in that draft. I mean, that's how the A's got Mark Canha a couple years ago. And so it's a pretty important day. And going into it, the A's 40-man roster was full.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of wondering, are they going to leave it as is? Or are they going to make some moves to try to protect some guys? And this year, compared to last year, there weren't really any must-have prospects they needed to protect. Last year there were several guys like Franklin Barreto, Paul Blackburn, who ended up being a big part of the rotation this year, Jacob Brugman. There were five total last year. This year they protected two, Heath Fehlmeyer and Lou Trevino, and for good reason. I think the A's are always looking to make sure that their pitching depth is intact and strong. And with Heath Fehlmeyer, he's been a guy that's kind of been under the radar ever since he's been in the A system, but a guy that they, clearly admire and respect and think that, pretty soon he could be part of that starting pitching mix. He'll certainly be in AAA at least to start the year and, just give them more depth. And then Lou Trevino, a guy that probably many people haven't heard of, but you look at him and his repertoire, his resume. I mean, any reliever right now that can touch 100 miles an hour. I mean, this guy. you want to keep those guys. And you look at just the needs within the organization. Bullpen's obviously an area of, you know, just kind of lacking right now, an area they want to upgrade. And although Trevino's not considered especially close to being big league ready, you know, it doesn't hurt to just have those guys stocked in the system and keep grooming them. So, you know, I think there were a lot of guys that were eligible. And so besides those two, a lot of guys will be now able eligible for the Rule 5 draft. But I think this is kind of all to be expected of the A's. I think there were, you know, even some whisperings, you know, are they going to be able to protect anyone at all? So the fact that they were able to do so without really affecting their 40-man roster was a good thing.
Yeah, I don't think people realize how big of a deal this actually is. It kind of just sneaks up on you, and then all of a sudden it makes a lot more sense why teams are doing what they're doing. Jane, you wrote about Jake Smolinski, and I think that A's fans probably put him on the back burner as he was out most of 2017. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, for sure. And a guy that was maybe even on the back burner in 2016, you know, just kind of that bench role, you know, just not a guy that's always been front and center, but a guy that I know that A's fans really do love. I know that A's fans, there's something about his smile. I think he does have perhaps the widest smile all of baseball. So I know that fans love him for that. I think Smiling Jake is what a lot of fans like to call him. So even though, you know, he's been a little under the radar, I think a guy that fans have always gravitated to, and a guy that fans really root for.
Yeah.
And I know that was obviously unfortunate for him last spring training. I mean, going in, he was the favorite to land the fifth outfielder job. You know, it just seemed like it was going to be a no-brainer. And then he has to have right shoulder surgery. And, you know, early on in the process, I think everyone thought, oh, he's probably out for the year. You know, it just takes a lot of time. But I know he worked really hard in his rehab. And, you know, instead of just kind of riding it out through the end of the season, I mean, he fought his way back and was able to play in some games in September. And the fact that he's still in the A's organization and that they tendered him a contract this week, I think it is significant. I would have probably pegged him as the one non-tender candidate of all their arbitration eligible players this year, just because they do have a good abundance of outfield depth right now. But this is a guy that, you know, they've just always been high on him since getting him. So I know that they're anxious to kind of see what he's capable of with an extended opportunity. They really like his bat against left-handed pitching. So he could turn out to be a pretty good complement in that outfield.
Yeah, and you wrote about the need for a corner outfield bat. So I'm wondering, is this job Smolinski's to lose?
I wouldn't say that, just because I think he's more of a role player. He's gonna, you know, be more of a platoon guy off the bench. Whereas you know, the type of guy that they're targeting, they really want that everyday outfielder, I think, with a strong bat. I mean, it really is their preference to move Chris Davis from left field into a semi-permanent DH role. I know they'll be the first to say, you know, Chris will still see time in left field, but they really want him getting the bulk of those DH bats. And so they, you know, they're looking for that guy that, you know, can hopefully play more left field than Chris Davis. But I think, you know, as we're seeing, everything's just kind of at a standstill right now. Everywhere. I mean, trade market, free agent, I mean, everything is just pretty quiet. And I think we know the reasons why.
Yes.
Teams holding out on one or two players before the dominoes start to fall.
Yeah.
So I think that the A's are kind of also in that camp, just kind of waiting to see, you know, what's kind of left for them, because they obviously won't be involved in those top tier guys.
Yeah. All right. So while we hold off on the player side of it, let's spotlight Matt Williams. He was just another piece added to the A's puzzle, joining the team as a third base coach. And obviously fans should be pretty familiar with his great playing career. Also, the Nationals manager for two seasons. Have you heard anyone talking about him? What's the word on the street for him coming to the team?
Yeah, I mean, I think this was a decision that was kind of in Bob Melvin's hands, and Melvin played with Matt Williams back in the 80s with the Giants, and then Melvin was also on the Diamondbacks coaching staff when Williams was finishing out his career, so they're very familiar with each other. I know that Melvin thinks extremely highly of him. This was basically his first choice. I mean, he hand-selected Matt Williams, you know, gave him some time to think about it. And, you know, I think the fact that Matt Williams, you know, agreed to do this speaks highly of Melvin, and Melvin obviously thinks highly of him. So I think it's going to be a good match, and I think it'll be interesting and fun to watch Matt Williams work with guys like Matt Chapman in the infield. But I think it's just cool, you know, seeing Matt Williams coming back to the Bay on the field. Obviously has a big place in Giants history, and I'm sure Giants fans aren't too excited about it. But, you know, if you put all that aside, you know, I think just as Bay Area sports fans, they can just appreciate, you know, him being back and being on the field in the Bay.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it just as a fan watching that as well. I'm pretty jealous. All right, Jane, you know, we're going to have to hold off because we just have to wait. We're all just waiting. We're patiently just twiddling our thumbs. So that's it for this week. Anything else that's going on in athletics land?
No, I think it just seems like across baseball, it's just so quiet right now. I was actually thinking, you know, even during the Thanksgiving weekend, there's always one or two of those teams that, you know, has to, you know, make a trade the night before Thanksgiving or even on Thanksgiving.
Of course.
And this year it was just kind of quiet, which isn't a bad thing, but you just kind of wonder when everything's going to start to happen, and hopefully it's before the winter meetings.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are coming up right around the corner. All right, Jane, thanks so much for chatting. I know the next time we talk, I think it's going to be it might be a bigger deal. So I'll look forward to that, and hopefully we'll have a little restful weekend before then.
Yes, sounds good.
All right, thanks, Jane. Jane Lee from MLB.com. She's our athletics reporter. I'm Danny Wexelman, and we will talk to you next time.